In the Sefer this week, Parshas Lech Lecha, we have the Pesukim where the Baruch Shem gave Avraham Avinu the mitzvah of Milah. And also, in the Pesukim states, there's a bris. The Ebishter made a bris, gave a bris to Avraham Avinu. States in Pesukim, says in Pesukim, they get in the brisi, they need Benecha, but Abba is Chav Moed Moed. First part of the bris is that Ebishter says that he's going to be Mabed. Rabbi his children very, very much. But the second part of the verses, David is giving to Avraham Avinu the Eretz Yisrael, to Avraham Avinu and his children. And it says in Pesukim Baita, which even though Avraham Avinu was Avraham and Goyim, the bris continued on only through Yitzchak and Yaakov Avinu. The Pasuk says, Kibi Yitzchak Yikron Chazera. And by Birchas Yitzchak to Yaakov, Pasuk says, "Yitin lachoras Birchas Abraham lachol nazeracha Yitzchak nareshtecha says v'gerecha shenas nolikim Abraham." Pasuk says, "Right, there's a bris that was given to Abraham when through Yaakov Avinu through his children." What's the taisha bris? So the Tag Munkulis taisha's bris kiyomi. Kiyomi is a lashon brisi. Taisha's brisi to be kiyomi. And Kiyomi we find in Unkelus in the whole Torah, whenever you have the word Shvua, the Tag of Unkelus teaches it Kiyam, a Lashon Kiyam. So you see the Indian Bris like the Indian of a Shvua. And in English they call it a covenant, a treaty, but it's more, in Unkelus he uses the same words for Shvua as he uses for Bris, seems to be like a Haftacha. Rashi in Chumash says on this Pasuk, Vietna Brisi, Brisho Abba, U Brisho Oris, Lo Yishon Chayadei Mitzuzu. Rashi sees in these psukim that is a brisho abba. It's an Indian that David made like haftacha that there will be abba to Klal Yisrael, to be abba to Avraham Avinu and his children. And the second part of the bris is that he's giving them Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk says the Ferish that when the Malkum is falling off them, he'll lois bris bein ivenecha. And the Indian of bris mila is the Indian of the bris, and it's also an ois bris. It's a sign of this bris that Klal Yisrael has from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So from this Indian, from the bris that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave to Avraham Avinu and continued on to his children, Chazal Masak in a special bracha. By bris mila, besides the regular birchas mitzvah that we make, a bracha Hashem Kenem Afenom Shek Shem Sitzibon Al Mila, we say a second bracha. We make a special bracha. It's also Shek Yishon Sitzibon Lach Nisei Bebrisi Shavim Avinu. So when you do a bris, the child continues, he also joins that bris of Avraham Avinu. Chazal made a special bracha just on the Indian of this bris. So we learn a little bit the sugya of this bracha of Nachnis Yibisa Shabbat Medina, let's say, Gemara at the end of Eblezer the Meal on Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos, of Kufam Zayin Rebeis, Hamol, that the Moyel, Aymer, Asher Kisham, Tzitz Tzivar Al Mila. The Moyel, the person who's actually doing the bris, the Moyel makes the bracha Al Mila, makes the bracha as a mitzvah. But Via Ben, Aymer, Asher Kisham, Tzitz Tzivar, Nachnis Yibisa Shabbat Medina. And the father makes the second bracha. The father makes the bracha, Nachnis Yibisa Shabbat Medina. That's the Gemara. So Poshut, you know, in the Gemara, it seems that the Seda Advarim. First, the Moil makes the Bracha Al Mila, and second, the father makes the Bracha Achnisi Bevisha Shavim Vino. But Tosis brings down from the Rishvam that he wants to change the Gersa. He says that Takamashma the Gersa, that's the order, but the Rishvam did not like that order. The Rishvam says, you have to read the Gemara differently, you have to say, first, Aviyah then makes the Bracha Achnisi, and second, the Moil makes the Bracha of the Tzibon Al Mila. And the reason is, the Rishbam, there's two reasons. He says, first of all, Nachnisai, the whole notion of Nachnisai, is Mashma Lahaba, is Mashma, it's going to happen, it's in the future. And the second reason is, like the Rishbam, that Chol Mitzvah from Vrochon Neinavon Asiyasin, so Moram Sachem Lazayin, that on all mitzvahs, we make the bracha before we do the mitzvah, not after, we make the bracha before we do the mitzvah. So therefore, the father should make the bracha first. So what's Pesham Taisis? Why can't the father make the bracha before the Mila? Let the Moel be first, make his bracha, let the father make the bracha, and then let the Moel do the Mila. So I think Pashup Shan places is, and the Rishvam held that, understood that once the Moel makes his bracha al Mila, he has to cut right away, he has to do the Maisa Mitzvah Mila. He can't even wait for the father to make the bracha. Even though the bracha, how long does it take? But even so, the Mila is even quicker. And if the Moel would immediately cut and not wait, the father's bracha is going to end up being after the Mila. It's we were once learning this, and it's the Rosh Menachas in Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Megimel, that says Mila is Nasis Karega. The Maisa Mila is very quick, and most Moel Nomal quick, it's Nasis Karega. It's done like in 1 second, and a Bracha still takes like 2-3 seconds. It's the number of words. So I think that's what was bothering the Rishbam. If you have, according to our Gersa, that first the Moel makes the Bracha, and then the father makes the Bracha, Once the mom makes the bracha, he can't wait for the father to make the bracha. Once you make a bracha to mitzvah, you're mechuyev to do the mitzvah right away. You're not going to be masik. You can't wait. And if the mom would do the chaticha, do the mingla, it would turn out the father's bracha would be extra.
Just a quick question, there's more than one part for the moil does.
We're gonna get there. But right now, that's the Rambam's kasha. If the mole makes the bracha first, then he's gonna have to do the maisa mila. If he doesn't make the mila, by the time the father makes the bracha, it's gonna be after the mila. That's bothers the Rambam for two reasons. First of all, the nusach he says last nisle, I'm going to bring him into the bris of Avraham Avinu, and you did it already. It's after the mila. That's his first kasha. And second problem was the bracha should be after the mila. All brachas are supposed to be before the maisa, not after the maisa. So therefore, the Rambam changes
the
whole.
You make
the bracha before you call the mile on the phone.
But the Rambam was the way we're understanding.
Right, the Rambam is mainly wanted as long as the bracha is before the ma'aseh mina, then it's okay. It's enough for even not the other for the actual mina.
So I'm thinking, you're asking why the Rambam can't this bracha be set?
Oh, you think it is a shot? But then it would have to be before he even spoke to the mole, not the mole's bracha. What is the most bracha? I think Pshat and Tosfos is the way I'm understanding it. That once the Moel makes the bracha, he has to do the mina right away, and then you won't be able to have, then the father's bracha won't be ever nice, it'll be afterwards. So therefore the Rambam changed the gist in the Gemara, and he changed the whole halacha, the seder, the brachas, and Tosfos writes, what's the Russian again? The Rambam even Shtalavet, in his shtat, in his area, he changed it, that even though before the Rambam, everyone was making the bracha, the mor was making the bracha first, and then the father was making the bracha, he changed it. He made the minig, that first the father should make the bracha, achnisa, and then the mor should make the bracha. Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. Did you talk
about?
Yeah. Oh, some do like the Rambam?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I never paid attention. Yeah, no, I know. Somehow, I never paid attention to that. It should be honest. Very interesting. Oh. Okay, I was going to say, we're not like, we do like the old guests in the Gemara, but the fact is, the Sam
doesn't have a
shrimp.
It's all these things
before, why didn't I have a diet? Okay, we're going to come to some
jokes. Way before, I think the Risha
then everybody starts singing.
That is for Shanshan, if it's a brisk. That's what I should say. That's what I should say.
Okay. Okay, but okay, so that's the story from. That's the Rambam. And Tosfos speaks down to Rebbeinu Tam Yisrael. Rebbeinu Tam wants to be Mekayim the old Geirsa. Rebbeinu Tam says the old Geirsa is right. First the mom makes the bracha, and then the father makes the bracha. And that's the way I understand it. Rebbeinu Tam agreed to this Indian that if the mom is making the bracha, he's going to cut right away, he's going to do the mingle right away, and then the father's going to make the bracha sachachnisa afterwards. So the answer to Rambam's two kashas, the Rebbeinu Tam answers, on the first kashas, he's saying that achnisa is mashma laba. So Rebbeinu Tam, it's not true. It's avdafka. Achnisa can mean either laba or nushava. In diktuk, it's much like it's in diktuk, it seems. The Rebbeinu, you have to know diktuk well. The Rambam holds that achnisa means I'm going to be machnis, to bring him into Bisha Avinu. And the Rebbeinu Tam says, you can read it either way. Achnisa can mean that you brought him in or you're going to bring him in. It could be both ways. So he says, Pshad in the Gemara Mesachim with that. But that's his answer on that kasha. And on the second kasha, that all the brachas have to be over nasiyasan. And over here, the father's making his bracha after the mitzvah. The Rebbeinu Tam answers, "Kol mitzvah, the whole mitzvah mevarach evan asiyosan, hani mingi kishem mevarach atzmeis a mitzvah." That's only when the mevarach himself is doing the mitzvah. But over here, the mevarach, the father, is not doing the mitzvah. The mother is doing the mitzvah, and since he's not doing the mitzvah himself, it doesn't have to be evan asiyosan. So what's pshat in this Rebbeinu Tam? What's the nafkamina if he's doing the mitzvah, not doing the mitzvah? If the bracha is supposed to be evan asiyosan, my nafkamina who's doing the mitzvah?
Why does this bracha have to be on the we have the Birkas Hamila, that's the bracha on the actual chitah. Saying, so the father's bracha, that's part of the mitzvah of Hamila?
It seems to be.
You have two brothers on one mitzvah.
It's interesting, there are two, but they are two. And it's even in Lusach, of Asher Kibishonim Mitzvahs, of Hashem is hailing with his mitzvahs, with Tzivonim, he commanded us, Lachnisi Bishavavavinu. As if it's a mitzvah to Machsim of Bishavavavinu. So you're doing this mitzvah, being Machsim of Bishavavavinu. You're doing two things, you're doing the mitzvah Minga, and you're being Machsim of Bishavavavinu. So come in this week's Sedra, that two things are happening over here. You also be Machsim. So on that also, you have to make a bracha. So that's the. That's what the Rishonim are asking. The Shvarim and even Ben Tam is masking the Kasha. It should be Eben Asiyosin. So Ben Tam just answers that this whole klal of Brocha Eben Asiyosin is only when you're doing the Maisi yourself, not someone else is doing the Maisi. So what's Pshat Ben Tam? When I was a Brocha, I was pretty young, I wanted to say Pshat in this Taisus with the Rambam. I think it's more the Rambam that I had. There's a Rambam in Perek Aleph, in Chos Brochas. The Rambam says, The same way we make a bricha tanenin, the same way we make a bracha before we eat or before we drink or before we smell the salmon, the same way you have to make a bracha on every mitzvah. Afterwards you do the mitzvah. This Rambam, I always thought the Rambam, the Rambam is comparing the bricha tanenin, the bricha tanenin. And it doesn't seem to be any mock of this Rambam. If you look at the Meisei Keilim, I looked at another Svarim, they all give a Mar Mokum for what the Rambam says, V'ach Kach Yatei Sol. But here's what I'm saying, that the Bracha should be Eivon Las Yosin, the Bracha should be before the Mitzvah. They all quote, they all bring down, that's the Gemam Sochem. The Gemam Sochem says, Dav Zayin, Omer Yehuda Meshmul, call Mrs. Vochel in Eivon Las Yosin. All Mrs. Yishtu Eivon Las Yosin. But this Indian that the Rambam says, K'shem Shem Vochel Ani, Kachem Vochel Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah, that he compares Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas Nenon, seems to be the Rambam's like a chiddush, but there's no mock of it. And what does it mean? What's the comparison? So I was thinking to say that the Rambam's saying a tam in the Indian of kol of brachas vachon evan asiyasin. I'm saying the Indian of brachas anenin, the Gemara says in case of vachon and brachas, the Gemara says, asul nahenis ben mazeh b'li bracha. B'chol anenin b'li bracha mol. The Gemara says, asul to be nenin, take something from the Eibush's world without a bracha, and anyone that does take something from the Eibush's world without a bracha, mol. Mo'al, Memayin Lamed, is like, is an Indian as a Mo'al Behektish. It's an Indian of Geneva. It's like, an Indian as a Geneva from the Ben Shalom of Rahman Slan. Without making a bracha, it's like an Indian from Me'ila, from Geneva. It's mainly, the Indian of a bracha is as a Bakashish Rishus. That's the Chayyad Indian of a Bechus Nenen. Before you take something, you have to ask Rishus. You make a bracha, that's like getting Rishus, and then you don't have to eat, or you don't have to drink, or be Nena. So now I'm saying, that's the Indian of Bechus Mitzvah also. Bechus Mitzvah is also an Indian of Bakashish Rishus. Before you go in, before you go to be Mesharis the Melch, you have to ask Rishus. You can't just barge into the palace and start shining the king's shoes. You know, the guards will take you away. You have to ask Rishus, get permission, get an appointment. I want to come in. So if you get Rishus, the king lets you come in. You can come in, shine the king's shoes. So, it's a mushul. And it's the same thing by Birchus HaMitzvah. You don't just go and be Mesharis to Rabban Shalom and do a mitzvah. You have to ask Rishus. As before you nenef, that's what I'm saying. Shem shavachin ani, yekach mavachal kol mitzvah mitzvah. You have to ask Rishus. If that's the pshat Indian of Birchus Mitzvah, maybe that's what Rabbi Tam is saying. This whole Indian that you have to ask Rishus before you do a mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah which you're doing the mitzvah yourself. If it's a mitzvah that you're not doing anything, you don't have to ask Rishus. As we don't do Birchus and then in Mamash and everything. You know, a person goes outside, enjoys the sun. Maybe we make a lot of brachas and brachas shacha of Yetzirah. We make a bracha, but we don't make mamash brachas nenen and everything. Just more of a choshev hana and inin of a vachina shtiya reyach reyach toiv. The same thing by mitzvahs also. Only mitzvah the ma'isa you have to yesh
rishus. Isn't the moral
issue? Right. That's the kasha right there. First kasha. I wanted to ask was, yeah, if, what about with the father's the moel himself? You should ask that. When the father's the moel, sometimes the father knows how to be a moel, he's a moel himself. When the father's the moel himself, to say the bracha remains the same. He acts like the moel, he makes the bracha al mingla, he does the mingla, and afterwards he makes the bracha and he says, Bishav mingla. Over here, he's doing the mice himself. So why then is he making the bracha? Okay, so you say maybe different tritzim, but I think that then the. We don't change it. Even we're doing a time. We have the Ashkenazi. We're going to get to the rush, right? We're trying to see. Oh, I see. But
going to be
this
time.
Only so young learning in Tosfos that when it comes to Tosfos, that's only when you're not the moel. But if you are the moel, you would make it before. I don't know. I don't think so. I think more pashut pshat is since Rav Palmim, of course, most people are not moilim. So even in terms of Chazal, when they masak in the brachas, they realize that most people are not moil themselves. They made this the matei habrachas. It's part of the matei habrachas that this bracha matnisa you said afterwards. Because most of the times you're not doing the mitzvah yourself. But the real kash is what the Ritzi is asking. The father is making the moil on the shliach. This is a shach near there about this. I hope to get to it soon also. But the shach says, the father should be making the moil on the shliach. So the moil is being mabish lechusa. If he's mabish the shliach and the shulch hashem the moil, is that really a difference? You don't know if it's any of Bechas mitzvah being bakashas v'shus. You don't have to ask v'shus. You don't have to make a bechas mitzvah when you have a shliach mitzvah being a few. L'chari, yes. By all, every time we have a shliach mitzvah, someone is your shliach to b'dikas chametz. There is a bechas mitzvah. The shliach makes the bracha, but someone makes the bracha, and it's over l'asi yosan. The man, this will be in the time, but it needs a pshat.
I think that's the total.
Okay.
The Mevorkat is not doing the mitzvah, he's doing the Ben mitzvah. So the Mevorkat is not doing the mitzvah, he's not hanging down to the whole mitzvah of the Ben mitzvah.
That's not the day. Whether the Ben Tam says, Chol Mitzvah is a Mitzvah, and Hani Mina Kishon Mevorach Atzma Oysa Mitzvah. He doesn't mean that the Moel is doing the Mitzvah, he means the Ben is doing the Mitzvah? I don't know. I heard it is the Father's Mitzvah, because... yeah, but it is the Father's Mitzvah. The Gemara Kedushin says, has three drushes, that is a chiv on the Father, and the Gemara has another drush that the Father doesn't do, it's a chiv on Bezin, and the Gemara has a third drush that there's no, the Father and Bezin don't do it, the Ben is Mechuyev himself. But it says extra pasta because the Father's Mechuyev to do it. The Father's Mechuyev to do it. You know, the Texas Kashas, I said, That's true. But there is a mitzvah on the Father. It's not, there's no chifis on that trash that Father's mitzvah, him or yimol. But it is a mitzvah of the Father. Okay, it's been time, yes, no pshat. What's been time saying? It's interesting, the Rosh over the end Shabbos, the end of Rebbe Lezer Mingon, Semenyud, the Rosh brings down the Shem Rebbe in time a whole different eretz. It's very interesting that Tosfos quotes the Ben Tam one way and the Rosh quotes the Ben Tam another way. I was talking to some of my Edom in the Sukkah just recently, and he went over, he said, you know, let's give a look. We had a Sukkah decoration with pictures of Mishenim and Achrenim and their dates when they were born and when they were Nifta. And he went to look and he saw that the Rosh was born 80 years after the Ben Tam was Nifta. There was a long tooth of Mishenim, 80 years after the Ben Tam was Nifta. And the Bali Tosfos was also started, you know, before Rabbeinu Tam even before Rabbeinu Tam, but it ended way after Rabbeinu Tam. It ended, the Rush was one of the Bali Tosfos. We have Tosfos the Rush. So the Bali Tosfos could have been 80, 100 years or even more after Rabbeinu Tam. So during that 80, 100 years, they seemed to be machoikas. They forgot the Messiah exactly what Rabbeinu Tam said. So you had a machoikas and Messiah what Rabbeinu Tam said. Tosfos says Rabbeinu Tam said it this way, but the Rush said the Shem Rabbeinu Tam a little differently. The Rush said, but even being the Tam, he's coming to answer again. The Rebbeinu Tam holds that the bracha of Nachnisa is done second, and it's done after the Mila. And I we have this kasha, all the brachas should be able to ask the Yosin. So the Rosh, for example, in Rebbeinu Tam, by Rebbeinu Tam, the bracha zu any dafka al mila zu. This bracha is not a bichas a mitzvah on this mila. Shenas sach shakoy. Ela moide mishabech lakosh bracha shetziva lasis mitzvah zu kishtav el yodai. It's a very bechas hashevach, and he continues with this Indian. But I think what the way the Rush brings down the Rebbeinu Tam's teretz, I think the teretz is a very like bechas shevach brachas. What's bechas shevach brachas? This for a mashal. We have bechas nenin, we have bechas mitzvahs. But what's bechas shevach brachas? Bechas shevach brachas is a very bechas ri'i, a bechas eidah. When you see a chasan and kala, the chazal masak in a bracha. Not only one bracha, they masak seven brachas. Such a chas shazach v'klai. So they masak when you see a chasan and kala, you make this bracha. Not just when you see them, it has to be either under the in two cases, either under the chuppah, or when there's a suda to cover the chasana kala. When there's a suda to cover the chasana kala, and it's doing the zayinim and mishnah, then you make then chazal masakin these brachas. But it's a very bichas hashevach on the inyan of chasana kala, and the Rebbeinu Tam is saying that's what this bracha is on mila. It's like a bichas hashevach on the inyan of mila. There's a taz in Hilchos Shechita in Yerdeya. What? Yelach Nisa. If you look in Taz and Hilchos, and I don't want to go into it now. That's it. Al Ming is definitely Bechsa Mitzvah.
But it's Al. It's not
even
on you.
But we always say Al Nisa Sidayim. We always make Al. Yeah, sometimes that's like more psachim. When you say lo, and when you say al, the rosh and psachim of zayin. So that's the whole sugya. Witness. Sometimes you say al, sometimes you say lo. But there's a taz in your day. Some analysis gotten tesvav. Maybe we'll speak about it a different time. I have something to say in that he talks about the inyan bechus erusin, bechus shchita. It's also like a bechus shevach. But basically, that's what he's answering. That's what this bracha is. And so this bracha, lach nisa, is not a bechus mitzvah. It's just a bracha to a shevach on the inyan mila. That's why it doesn't have to be lach yosin. That's the Rosh's first test. Then the Rosh has another test. The Rosh says, "Oit shemati," and the Rosh gehet, but it's not stam chashum avetel. It's a shadur Rosh. The Rosh says, "Oit shemati," and I heard a different teretz. Kisha becomes the Rosh. Now it's written in the Rosh. Kisha vi haben bevorach miyad acha bechasamoyel mikishav even lasiyase. The gamla bol. Kisha dayan leipora, but tnam of leipora kiyun leimol. It's like a Bianism was saying. The Rosh says in the second half of the Bianism thing that since the moil, when the moil makes the bracha, he has to do the chaticha right away, he has to do mila right away. But he doesn't do the priya. He waits, then he could wait, and then he lets the father make the bracha, and then he does the priya. So since, and we pass, and the Mishnah says, if you don't do priya, it's as if there's no mila. There's a mila, as long as you made the bracha before the priya, that's called evan asiyasin, that's called before the mitzvah. That's not a problem. That's the Rosh. So what I didn't understand was that if the Rishonim's whole kashya was that once the moyel makes his bracha, he has to do the mitzvah right away. He can't be master. He can't even wait for the father's bracha. Then how come the moyel is allowed to make the bracha and not finish the mitzvah? He only does the beginning of a chaticha, which is garnish. He's not really doing anything, and then he's waiting. I thought he's not right away. We understood the whole kasha was once he makes his berachas mitzvah, he's got to do his mitzvah right away. But how come he's allowed to do a mina, which is nothing until there's a priya, goes mol over him and then wait?
No, I think it's my
it's what? Oh, no, that's what I was thinking. You see from a shtickel chiddush, there's maybe a shtickel chiddush al halacha. But this Indian, that once someone makes a berachas mitzvah, he's mechuyev to the mitzvah right away, that goes on haschalas mitzvah. He's mechuyev to start the mitzvah. As long as he starts the mitzvah, then already he can even wait, as long as it's not too long a hefsek, and then later he can finish the mitzvah. And then the mafreya, what he started was a mila. But the chayyim, that's a shiva chiddush. Like you would think that once you made a berachas mitzvah, if you're so makbid, there shouldn't be any hefsek, the hakpada should be. Don't be mafsek, do the mitzvah, finish the mitzvah. But no, the teretz is, you see, that's what the Rosh is saying. It's enough that he has to start right away, but all he has to start is hascholos the mitzvah. And then he could wait, and then the Kabbalah could have sick. He can let the father make his bracha, and his father's bracha becomes Evan Lassiyasin. And then I'm afraid it'll turn out that his mingle was a mila. The Chassam Seifer in the Tshuva, in Chayank Erechayim, Simon Nanalath, and the Mechas Chinuch, they used to do a kasha on this Rosh's Teretz. They use a kasha, even though we paskin that mol v'loy pura kiyun loy mol, the meaning without pi is nothing, but the Zigmur Nivom is tafay nalach, the Gemur says, Amarav v'yitzchak amarav, like nit the priyas meal in Avram Avinu. The mitzvah pi was not given to Avram Avinu. Shenem v'esahi yom Hashem l'yeshua asin l'chachav yisturim. It's possible in Yeshua we had Chazal learned out the mitzvah of priya from. So, first of all, The Gemara says in Yevamos that the Emesis, they didn't have the mitzvah of they didn't even do mila all the 40 years in the Midrash. On the 40 years in the Midrash, they didn't do mila. The Gemara says it's for two reasons. Either because of Chush or the Ocha, because they're always traveling, it was Pasha Sakhanadik, so they should have chosen to do mila, for the people to do mila. And the other reason was because there's no Ruach Tzvainis. The Gemara says that Chazal understood that to have a refuah for mila, they need a northern wind, Ruach Tzvainis, and there was no Ruach Tzvainis in the years in the Midrash. So therefore, they taka didn't do mingla until they had the mitzvah mingla for Matan Torah, but Klai Yisrael did not do it until they came to Yisrael in times of Yeshua. And in that pasuk in Yeshua, we have first that's where we learn out the mitzvah priya. The Mechas Chinuch explains, even though we have a klal that ain navi or shayon chadash tava, all mitzvahs the rites have to be in chumash; it cannot be in navi. So Mechas Chinuch explains that this halacha priya must have been halacha mesh Sinai by Matan Torah. From the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, must have been Al Chumash Sinai. But in this pasuk they bring from Yeshua is in Asmachtes, where you see in practical application that they did the priya. But Al Kaponim,
in the
Midrash?
Yeah.
It does say the way. Maybe it's different. The Majorshim, okay. Okay. But upon him, the Gemara says the mitzvah pi was not given to Avin Binu. The Mechaf Chinuch wants to do it for a chiddush halacha. The Gemara says in Hedin, in Tesson days, the Gemara says Joshua, that the Bnei Keturah, Avin Binu, after the story, I mean, it was Niftah, he married Keturah. Rashi brings down that was Hagar, his first wife, he married her again, and he had children. The Gemara says, Bnei Keturah were chayavim b'minga, also chayavim b'minga. Zeba Avin Binu was chayavim b'minga, the same thing, all his children, even besides Yitzchak and Yishmael, which are Tarsus and Perish, Bnei Keturah all chayavim b'minga. So Rashi in Sanhedrin learns it was only those children, not the grandchildren. Only the first generation from Avraham Avinu, those children, but they could have had a Avinu, but it stopped there. The Rambam is Chaylach. The Rambam Perek Yud and Hilchos Melachim, Melach Yud, holds that the Bnei Keturah for Dori Doris forever, till today, are Chayav Mila. So the Melachos Chaylach wants to say a Chiddush, this halacha of Bnei Keturah, Chayav Mila, would only be in Mila, not in Priyam. Because their whole Chiyav of Mila comes from Avraham Avinu. And even now, if the Matan Torah was given to Klai Yisrael, it wasn't given to Bnei Keturah. So we were given the mitzvah of Priya. But Bnei Keturah, till today, would only be Mingon, not Priya. But upon him, Avraham Avinu, the Gemara says, Beferish was only Chayev in Mingon, not in Priya. After Mingon, Fetach Sam Sefer, and the Mechaz Chinuch on the Rosh, this bracha, Nachlisi B'risish Avraham Avinu, the Nusach of the bracha is B'risish Avraham Avinu. So if the Nusach of the bracha is Nachlisi B'risish Avraham Avinu, obviously it's going on the Mila part, not on the Priya part. Avraham Avinu didn't even have Priya. Obviously, the Indian of the Bris, this whole Bris that they, like Rashi says, Bishal Ava, Bishal Yushas Aretz, this whole Indian of the Bris, and the Chnisi Bishal Avinu comes from the Mila. Does it come from the Mila or does it come from the Priya? The Chariah comes from the Mila part, because that's all Avraham Avinu had the Bris, and all he had was Mila. So we're continuing there, they'll be on the Mila part. So Mila, what's the Rush answering? The Rush wants to say, Vayit Shemati, how do we make the Bracha after the Mila? The Rosh Ayah is not even Lassi Yafsan, it's not before the Mitzvah. So the Rosh answered, it's Taki after the Mila, but before the Priya. But that says, even Lassi Yafsan of the Priya. But the Priya is not the Lachnisse Bishas Avinu. If you want to make the Bracha of Lachnisse Bishas Avinu before the Hachnosse of Bishas Avinu, the Chari, you have to do it before the Mila.
No, they called it to the Mila.
Hmm?
So
now
it's not complete until you do it all.
Yeah, that's basically what I was thinking. The Torah says, that Enoch Nami, the bris comes from the Mila. It's true, because that's what Avraham Avinu had, the bris comes from the Mila. But for us, now that we have a din, a mol like pur, kilo like mol, until we do the Priya, we don't have a Mila. Our Mila was not a Mila. So you did a Mais Mila, but it wasn't Cha. That's something we course didn't have it. Is but there's one. But the Gemara says you didn't even have the mitzvah. Even if you would, like Mechusach wants to even make keturah, they don't have the mitzvah for you.
I understand.
Right. They don't have the mitzvah at all. They don't have the mitzvah at all. It's not for that. Okay. You understand like that? You understand like that? But Pshan the Gemara is not the Gemara. We said like nitin the mitzvah for you and Avraham is not because it wasn't the mitzvah as possible. It does say Befeish that he had no. I think they had no oil even, right? The oil was
the
oil?
What was he doing? He didn't
have Priya. Okay. Okay. But by thinking
it. The other half of it is that says that it's going to Birchtanen.
Yes.
It doesn't make. It's not. It's not to do in the middle. By Birchtanen, you can't start eating and then to make a cross and make a thing. So the Rosh Hashanah wouldn't stand with that Rambam. The Rambam is the Madama to Birchtanen.
But this is the real Pshan the Rosh because even though the bris comes from the Mila, but the Mila has to be Chal. So since the father made the bracha Achnisa before the Priya, he wasn't Nechnas the bris yet because the Mila wasn't Chal. And then when he did the Priya, then Amafreya, the Ming was Chal, Amafreya, now he's Nechmas the Bris. So it turns out the Baruch HaTaka was Ibn Asiyasin. That's a Teret. I think maybe another Teret is the Yishami, that's what Tetmi brings down, the Yishami in Shabbos Perkites Locha Bey, is the Yishami Dashin, Himal Yimal from this week, Sedra, Mikan the Shtem Minglis, from the double Osh of Himal Yimal, we learn out the Shtem Minglis, Achas the Mingla, Achas the Priya. According to Shishami, Lachayr is Chayon Ganababli. This Shishami holds the Avraham Avinu had the Mitzvah Priya. Because from this week's Ed already, you're going to have the Mitzvah Priya. So it's not like the Babli. So if you're going like the Shishami, then the Rosh is very good. And the Rabbi, when you say Achnisi before the Priya, it's Eilun Asiyosin. But more Pashad is our other Tarets. The Maisa, when Noi Dash Bnei Ashkenaz, it's interesting, the Sfarad Manoig, like the Rishvam, I'm hearing, but the Ashkenazim Manoig, like the second Teretz of the Rosh, that the Moel first makes the Bracha of Al Mila, and then he does right away the Mila, then he waits before he does the Priya, and the father makes the Bracha on Yisrael Bisha Avinu, and then the Moel finishes off the Priya. And it seems, Minik Oyonam, if you look, you see people, they rush to make this Bracha. They hurry up to make this Bracha on Yisrael Bisha Avinu. They say it Mila B'Mila, they say B'Kabana, but they say a little bit, they push themselves to say it quickly. Shekishon Sesifanu, Nachnisa Bisha Avinu, as quickly as they can. What I think a lot of fathers do it because everyone saw the father before do it, but I'm not sure people will pay attention and realize why they're doing it. So I'm thinking, could be postured one practical reason why we hurry to make the bracha is because until you do the priya, the moel can't do the metzitza and he can't stop the bleeding. He made a cut, the baby's bleeding, he can't stop the bleeding, he can't do the priya. So he's waiting for the father to make his bracha, so the father hurries up and rushes as quick as he can, makes the chisipisham vinu so the moel can finish up and do the priya. And do the matzitza and stop the bleeding. More practical thing. But you can wait a little bit, you know, for the father to make a bracha. If that's taka pshat in the minig oilom, the way we do it, it's a shukkash on a mice with the prime. There's a father once came to a prime, he's making a bris, and he had a choice of two moilim. One of them was a bigger yeshemayim, a bigger tam chacham, and the other one was a bigger mumcha, was more of an expert. So he asked the prime, who should you take? Should you take the bigger tzaddik, or should you take the bigger mumcha? So Chaim told him, take the bigger mumcha. I said, that's more, you need a mumcha, take the bigger mumcha. So the other moil, who was the bigger tzavik, came to Chaim, and he said to him, he told me, now everyone's going to hear that the Rav told him to take the other guy, not me, it's going to hurt my business. Can you give me something at least? Tell me, mechavim me with metzitza. I need somebody to do the metzitza, where they suck the blood. So Chaim answered him back, he said, metzitza is not something to be mechavim. Metzitza, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Dafkaf Lam Gimel, Amra Papa, Hai Umna Delei Mai, it's a moil that doesn't do metzitza, sakonahu, it's a sakonah of Avina, and we fire him. We don't want to be a moil anymore. The Indian metzitza is a sakonah. Sakonah is not something to be mechavim. When someone's in sakonah, you can't say you're mechubit to go rescue Yenem who's drowning. Whoever's closest is mechubit to save the person's life. He goes, whoever's closest is mechubit to do metzitza. He says, if I would be closest, there's a kid in sakonah, I would jump in and do metzitza. The Chaim said, normally the Moyo is the closest one, so whoever gets there first has to do it. It's not in your keyboard, it's just a constant question. Whoever's closest has to jump in and do it. So my only cash, that's the Mice of Chaim. But my only cash on this is, Ibizai was shot in the Rush. How come the Rush says that you can, if the Nabinga, you can wait for the father to make his bracha? And then you can do the pre, and then you can do the metzitza. If it's the kana, why doesn't he have to just, as soon as he does the meal, he has to immediately do the pre and jump in and do the metzitza? How can you even wait a few seconds for the father to make a bracha? The teretz is, you have to say that metzitza is a sakana if you don't do it at all. But if you want to wait a few seconds, that's no hurry, you know, that's not sakana. Just make sure you get it done, you know, within a reasonable amount of time, but it's not an emergency, do it immediately. So if it's sakas avizayis, kasher evchayim. So there's no hurry, you got to do metzitza, what's shan that? So if you want to emphasize the mitzvah, it's kasher for mitzvah, but literally. But if you want to emphasize the mitzvah, maybe the teretz is that when is mitzitza not just sakon immediately that you could wait before the priya? We do the milah, it's still covered by the oha priya, then maybe it's not an emergency to go run and do the mitzitza. But once you do the priya, then already you can't wait. Once you do the priya, then already Chaim held, the sakon was immediately. It's opened up, it's like an open wound, then it's, what? That was a big tumult. That was a big tumult. Ramesh Feinstein was against it. I don't want to say Ramesh was very against it. There was a famous moil, one of the biggest moil in America started. The famous moil. I don't say who. One of the most. He made. I don't know about that, but I know in America there's a moil who made a safe, and he goes Mingo Priya Basachas. He had a way of doing Mingo Priya Basachas, and Ramesh was against it, and a lot of people were against it. But okay. That's what he didn't want to say. That's what he didn't want to say. Okay. But Pashup Shalom the Maestro Chaim, it was the reason why people were against it was never done that way. It was always done separately.
In the
Russia wasn't done that way, right. But it could be that's Pashup Shalom. Once that's Pashup Shalom, okay. Another reason you could say maybe why we rushed to do the Mila and the Pri to make the bracha right away to Ms. Pasha to be Maid and the Hefsek between the Birch and the Mitzvah of the Moil, like we said before. The Moil made a bracha. There's another Indian on the bracha on Lisi Bisham Vina. What do we do by Yostam Achmanaslan? The baby has no father. Who makes the bracha? There's a Chus Kideg on the Sassoon Membez. It's a little bit long. We'll get to it another time. I want to speak about another Indian, but it's a little late, so maybe we'll save it for another time.